Good morning, this is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Welcome to today's broadcast of this Gospel of the Kingdom. This morning, I would like to share with you a testimony of one of the most recent miracles that I have witnessed. I get to witness miracles on a regular basis. God knows that this is the truth, that I witness miracles on a constant basis. Miracles still happen. God is alive. God is real. And He speaks and He moves upon this earth. He is trying to get people's attention. Amen. We need to be listening to the voice of the Lord, because every time He speaks, every time He does anything, it is a miracle, regardless of how small or how large. Recently, in our new ministry building here in Eastern Tennessee, I made a sign to put up in front of the building. And I worked on it for months. It took a long time to hand paint this sign and get approval for it and everything, and I put it up. And my wife stood beside the sign, and we took a picture of her and the sign there in front of the building, and sent this picture to some friends of ours, also including a very special sister in Jesus Christ, a supporter of this ministry. And I told this sister who we sent the picture to that my wife was given her impersonation of Vanna White standing beside the sign. You know how Vanna White on the Wheel of Fortune would stand beside the puzzle board. And so my wife was standing there with her hand out, her arm out toward the sign. And it's a real long, real wide, huge sign. And so my wife was doing the impersonation of Vanna White, which is what my wife said. She said, I would stand here and do my Vanna White impersonation. So I testified about this to the sister in Christ about the picture of the sign. And she texted back and said, I know what she's saying. She says, give me a J for Jesus. And we all felt that was very humorous, and it was great humor. And so, but we didn't realize at the time it was God talking. Amen. It was God talking through that sister, and even God talking even through my wife when she said, I'm doing my Vanna White impersonation. It was God talking when our sister said, I know what she's saying. Give me a J for Jesus. It was God talking, because not long after that, a few days after that, my wife and I went to the local library sale, the once a year library book sale. Over 100,000 books that had been donated from all year long, perhaps some left from last year, whatever. We went to that sale, and it was a 3-day sale. We went on the second day of the sale, and there was different prices for each day. And we went on the second day when all the hardbacks was $1 and all the softbacks were 50 cents. Well, of course, the first section I went to was the religion section, looking for Bibles and also books of edification. And there it was, a book name, Give Me a J. Wow. That's the name of the book, Give Me a J. I have never seen or heard of this book in my life that I remember of. But I knew when I saw that book, Give Me a J, that it was not a coincidence. I do not believe in coincidence. I believe in God. I believe in an almighty God who is in control and speaks to His people and moves and leads His people. if you're willing to stop saying, it's a coincidence, it's a coincidence, it's a coincidence. If you're willing to give him credit for the miracles, if you're willing to recognize the miracles in the hand of God in the lives of his people and upon this earth, then no, it was not a coincidence. Give me a J. Amen. You got to understand also that the letter J is very important in this ministry and to me and to my wife and to our sister in Christ Jesus. It's very special to us because we're in a war here, a major war for the name of Jesus. Because more and more and more people are rejecting, denying, rejecting the name of Jesus. People who call themselves Christians, people who think that they are saved, people who think they're going to heaven, people who think they're going to enter into the fullness of God, into the kingdom, they are rejecting the name of Jesus. And they're moving over to this name of Yahshua and Yahweh and Jehovah and this and that and this and that and a million other names. All these other names that rejecting Jesus and embracing every other name in the book and rejecting Jesus. There are thousands of people on this earth, perhaps more than a million, that have actually denounced the name of Jesus as being evil. It's a blasphemous thing. It's very popular right now for people to reject Jesus because they're being taught on the internet a lie of the devil that says that his Hebrew name is Yahshua. Well, Yahshua is not a Hebrew name. It's Syrian. It is a Syrian. And it's not even the Assyrian translation of Jesus. It is Assyrian for Allah. Amen. Yahshua is Assyrian for Allah. It is not Jesus, and it's not the same God. It's not the same spirit. It's not the same being. I know what you've been told. I know what you've read. I know what you've heard. But Jesus starts with a J. And Jesus has divinely shown me and proven to me and given me the historical facts. I have written about it on the website, isawthelightministries.com. isawthelightministries.com. I've written about it, and I have documented document after document after document after document. I have documented, totally documented it, and proven that Jesus is his Hebrew name. It doesn't need to be translated into Hebrew. It is Hebrew. He was a Hebrew, and his name was Jesus, and that is what they actually wrote. The apostles wrote Jesus. The apostles and prophets never wrote Yahshua anywhere in the Bible. When you look up in Strong's Concordance the name Jesus, Strong's Concordance admits that they wrote Jesus. They did not write Yahshua. It claims that Jesus comes from Yahushua or something like that, but I don't care where it came from. They didn't write Yahshua. They wrote Jesus. And if you look up the historical record of how they pronounced it, of how the letter J looked like, it wasn't a J at the time, but it had the J sound. Even in 1611, when the first King James Bible was written and published, and I'm not King James only, if you are, that's between you and God. But I'm saying in the first King James Bible written and published by man, that even the word James in King James looked like the letter I, but it had the J sound. So we know it had the J sound. Even when the apostles wrote the letter I for Jesus, it was not a letter I, it was a letter jot, which looked like the capital I, and it had the J sound. Now, you can learn all about this on the website, but what I'm going to get back to is this book. J is very important to this ministry because we fight for the letter J because Jesus said in the book of Matthew, in King James Version, it says that not one jot, which is what they used to call the letter J, not one jot should be removed from the law. And it is not. It is still there. It was written by the apostles and prophets, and it is still there today. His name is Jesus. Give me a J. Give me a J. Give me a J. Give me a J for Jesus. And the letter, the name of this book is Give Me a J. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And the second or third page of this book says, Give me a J, give me an E, give me an S, give me a U, give me an S. What's that spell? Jesus. And this book is all about how to witness about Jesus, how to tell other people about Jesus. Now, I'm not promoting the book. I'm not selling the book. But Jesus sent me to this book. And I bought it for 50 cents there at that book sale. It's not a coincidence. I had been praying at the time. God, do you want me to go back onto the highways carrying the signs like I used to carry signs on the highways? Do you want me to go back to do that? I had been praying that. God sent me to this book. And it's about a man named Arthur Blessed who has carried the cross on the side of the highways in every nation on earth. What a testimony. What a testimony. And so today I testify that Jesus brought this book to answer my prayers. Yes, son, go back to the highways carrying your cross, carrying the signs, warning the people and giving them the word of God that I have given you to go forth to give the people. So I'll be going back on the highways here very soon. By the time this hits the air, surely I'll be back on the highways. I'm not going nationwide. I'm just going locally in the surrounding counties and so forth, walking on some of the local highways, carrying the signs of some specific words that God has given me. You can read about this and more on the ministry website, and I really encourage you to check out the ministry website, isawthelightministries.com. isawthelightministries.com. It is a website about God, telling you about God and about the scriptures, and every article, over 100 pages, gives you the scriptures. It gives you the scriptures, pointing you to the Bible, pointing you to the Word of God, pointing you to Jesus Christ. Hey, don't fall for these other names. There's only one name under heaven by which man may be saved, and it is Jesus, and He is alive and speaking to His people.